Susan Dudgeon describes Solus as a highly socialized working dog turned house pet. And like a lot of dogs, Solus is scared of the noise of fireworks and ran away from the Dudgeon's Fairbanks home on New Year's Day. Dudgeon describes an ensuing frantic effort to find the dog.
Going everywhere that we could think of to look for and calling her with flashlights and in the car. And we went out the next day then and made posters and flyers.
Dudgeon says the couple received numerous reports of sightings, which culminated 3 days later with Solus being found about 10 miles away near Fox. Dudgeon says Solus was limping on an injured and frozen rear foot.
She was in a trap, obviously, for 3 days. You can see where the trap had a hold of her leg and could not get out.
Trapping is legal in much of the area, and Dudgeon believes Solus was freed from the trap. She says Solus lost 8 pounds and would not likely have survived another night as temperatures dipped last week. She says Solus was treated at a local vet clinic and is now recovering at home, but the injury prognosis is uncertain.
We're in a waiting game right now. She could lose her toes. She could lose her leg.
Dudgeon thanks numerous people across the community and around the globe via social media who helped find Solus. She points to Solus's time at Denali as part of why so many got involved.
A lot of people have come in contact with her in the last 3 years and just adopted her into their hearts, and she's their dog as much as she is ours.
Dudgeon is a writer and plans to author a book about Solus.
There's a story to be told here. You know, the main humane treatment of animals and, you know, even trapping, as well as how the community of Fairbanks and really internationally just came to our rescue.
Dudgeon says Solus's future could include community service like helping comfort people who suffer amputations and other injuries. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.